up, guys? How are you? Happy Friday. Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. That promo code is juice. Go there and you guys can save money on their fantastic burger package or on other things as well. $89.99 for the burgers, but great other packages available at OmahaSteaks.com. It is Friday. That means we have the Don't Bet Parlays Parlay. I told you I'd bring it back. We hit the parlay yesterday, plus 149. That made it a profitable day with the Philadelphia Parlay. Finally, Betting Pro is making a graphic. A bet cashed when they made the graphic. It was 0-3 before yesterday. Now it's 1-3. So got another one for you here today. Three legger that doesn't pay all that well, but three bets I like to cash. So I'm not going to live by my own arbitrary rule, which was three legs at 6-1 or better. Let's just try to cash it. Okay. Three legs, money line parlay to give you guys here in just 1 second. And we're going to do three bets in three sports. That's been the theme of the week. Yesterday, we wound up 1.19 units. Football bet, the six in the first 12 picks were quarterbacks. Six. Somebody needs to tell me what in God's name the Atlanta Falcons are doing with Kirk Cousins being signed to a massive deal to be the quarterback for the Falcons, with them taking a quarterback in the top 10. What are they doing? That is one of the dumbest picks I've seen in a really long time. It's dumb for need. It's dumb for who the player is. It's dumb because they need way more than a quarterback. What are we doing? I mean, like, what are we doing? Why did you sign Kirk Cousins? This is like Pittsburgh. Why did you sign Russell Wilson? And why did you get Justin Fields? Like, take Justin Fields. He should be your quarterback. Why are you getting Russell Wilson? Why did you go and get Kirk Cousins? Why did you sign him? What's the point of that? It makes no sense to draft a quarterback in the top 10. Like, heir apparent project? Sure. Second round, third round. Top 10 pick? You draft a quarterback in the top 10, you expect him to play within 2 years. Does Kirk know that? Because he doesn't sound too happy about it before he even takes a single snap for the Falcons. Brilliant move. Awesome franchise. Completely well run. The Broncos, Bo Nix at 12. Bo Nix at 12. What are we doing? Bo Nix wouldn't have been there at 18, at 25. Couldn't have traded down. Really? Whew. No idea what went on. We lost a quarter unit there, but some really crazy, crazy bets or picks in the draft. Bears, whoa. Whoa. One, Caleb, yes. I mean, to go and get Rome at what, nine, where they got him? 12, 11, nine there. And where the ninth or second pick, right? Yes. Great wideout quarterback combo. Great offseason. Chicago, get that $3 billion stadium built. Go ahead. Don't build the dome, but you're going to do it anyway because you won a Super Bowl. Fine. I wouldn't do it. Play outdoors. But for Caleb's sake, hopefully they build that thing fast because I'm not sure he can handle the indoors. But hey, you know what? If he's great for the next 15 years, that building probably gets built next, what, 5 years or so to build that dome. So very possible he's playing in that dome in Chicago. So good things happening for the Bears. Like what the Bears are doing a lot. My Patriots took Drake May. You guys know this. If you've listened to the juice, last 2 years, we've bet Drake May props. Okay. I'm a big fan of Drake May in college. Drake May in the pros. Can he play in the snow? That's a huge question mark. Okay. Josh Allen played at Wyoming. Josh Allen, we knew he could play in the cold. Big, strong, physical, running kid. Okay. I mean, that's what I wanted to say. Drake May, the new Josh Allen. All right. Can he play in the cold? Because I haven't seen it much. It's a big concern of mine about quarterbacks and fit and weather and where you play. Okay. Brady played at Michigan. Drew Bledsoe played at Washington State. This guy played, Drake May played at North Carolina. Okay. Let's see. But, you know, round two continues today. No bets on the draft. We bet a quarter unit and I'm good. I'm done with betting that. So no need to worry too much about doing that. All right. Let's start with the NBA because I have not made this bet yet. Okay. I want this number to climb. I want as many points as possible. Minnesota at Phoenix. Number opened up at 3.5. It's been climbing. I want this number to continue to climb. Get me 4.5. Get me 5. Okay. hopefully doesn't come back down. I think Minnesota's the side here. All right. If you look at the numbers, 22-19 ATS on the road this year for Minnesota. At home, Phoenix, 16-24-1 ATS. They're lost. They're getting outworked. They're getting out hustled. Sure. First half, Phoenix, don't hate that play. First quarter, Phoenix, don't hate that play. But I'm going to bet the game. And for the full game, if I can get over one possession, give me Minnesota. Younger team, hungrier team. I know Phoenix is much better at home. But that's been a narrative that's been sort of weird, right? Because Phoenix, at home this year, they were 25-16. On the road, they were 24-19. They were 29-25 straight up against the West. Minnesota was 39-15 straight up against the West. They were 26-15 straight up on the road. They've won 7 or less 10. They won the first two games in this series at home, but by 25 and by 12. I want as many points as possible. I want the Timberwolves plus 4 or better for Minnesota, hopefully 4.5. I will give you my official number in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. I'll post it in the Daily Juice channel there. In our Discord, I will give you the exact number I'm playing, but 4 or better. Hopefully it doesn't come down, but I want plus 4 or better for Minnesota. Okay, to baseball. I'm going to fade Miles Mikolas here with the Cardinals. Okay, they've lost 3 straight games. He's pitched 4 of the first 5 games, 12-5, 5-0, and 5-3 over the last 3 starts for the Cardinals with Mikolas on the mound. He's given up 2-5-5 earned runs over his last 3 starts. Team lost all of them. He lost his first start against the Dodgers 7-1, where he gave up 5 earned runs in that game. Only win was against San Diego on the road, where he gave up 2 earned runs in 6 innings, a 5-2 win, but they've lost every other game. And this Buto kid, I mean, Jose Buto is pitching really well. Now it's early, okay, but the team has won all 3 games he has started. He's gone 6-6-4 1/3, gave up 1 earned, 0-2 earned runs in those 3 starts. The Mets are 3-0 in the games he has started. It's only minus 118 at FanDuel. I'm taking the Mets money line, minus 118 for 1.8 units here to beat the Cardinals. I like what's going on with New York here. They're 13-11, but yes, they came off of they lost the Royals 2 of 3 to the Giants, but you know, back at home, they swept the Pirates at home. They took 2 of 3 against the Royals at home. I think New York at home is a team I want to bet on. They're 6-6 at home, but I want to watch it. Cardinals 6-7 on the road. Buto going. Give me the Mets minus 118 money line for New York. Let's go to the Rangers and Washington. You can do this if you want. If you want to do a Rangers and Mets parlay for a New York parlay, you can do that. But here's why I'm not doing that. This number opened up and Washington took the bet. The first move was to the Capitals in game 3 here. Now, it's a zigzag theory, right? Team goes home. If the Capitals will win any game, it's going to be game 3. So I'm a little concerned about betting that. I think the better play is the over 5.5 here in this one. 4-1 and 4-3. The first 2 games of this series in New York. Now we go to Washington, and on the road, the last 7 of the 10 games for the Rangers have gone over. Doesn't really matter who's in net, okay? So you're talking about Igor with, you know, 2 or less. That streak got snapped. There were 3 goals scored in the last game for Washington. Maybe Igor comes up and stands on his head again, or maybe Washington gets 2 or 3 goals. If they get 2 goals, I feel pretty good about us going over 5.5. Okay. 4-2 final, maybe an open net at the end to get there, but I'm going to bet over 5.5 for the Rangers in Washington here tonight and see if we can get that total to come on in and go over 5.5 at minus 110 for the Rangers in the Washington Capitals. And finally for the parlay. Okay. These are 250, 255, and 230 money line bets. All right. So more than $2 favorites coming in. I'm taking the Rays against the White Sox because the White Sox are the worst team in baseball. They're horrific. They're 3-23. They'll fall to 3-24. It's Eflin going for the Rays. Baltimore's got Corbin Burns on the hill up against the A's. Orioles are at home, minus 255. I'm taking the Orioles on the money line. And then I think the Pacers beat the Bucks tonight. They're minus 230. They're at home game three. They won game two. On the road, I don't give Milwaukee much of a shot here to win the game. Maybe they cover the 6 points, but the money line here, give me Indiana to go up 2-1 on Milwaukee. It is a plus 179 parlay. Rays, Orioles, Pacers, money line parlay for the don't bet a parlay, don't bet parlays parlay for Friday. You guys love these Friday three leg parlays. I'm going to give you another one here, okay? Rays, Orioles, Pacers, chalk, chalk, chalk. Moneyline chalk play for a Friday for a don't bet parlays parlay for you at plus 179. Shop around, maybe get better odds than what I got last night, but that's not bad. Plus 179, one unit down on that for the don't bet parlay parlays. All right. So Rays, Orioles, Pacers, moneyline parlay plus 179. I want plus four or better on Minnesota in their game on the road at Phoenix tonight. Taking the dog, want more than four if I can get it. Mets moneyline up against the Cardinals at minus 118. And Rangers, Washington Capitals over 5.5 at minus 110. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every single morning, the Daily Juice Podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.